Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena, California. It is Super Bowl 11. This is Bill King with a welcome.
On January 9th, 1977, Ray Guy played in his first Super Bowl and became a world champion with the Oakland Raiders.
The boys I played with the Raiders were, it's like we had actually grown up together as childhood friends and all that, and went right on through the ranks of high school, college, and the pros. I mean, they were a great bunch of individuals and loved to play that game and loved to be on the field, off the field, it didn't matter.
As the silver and black transformed into the team of the decades.
Tom Flores, the coaches, and the great athletes, you were magnificent out there today.
Ray Guy elevated punting to an art form.
Nowadays you see guys, they may kick it long, but the directional is not there. They can't kick it to the left or to the right consistently. You don't have many guys to do that. Maybe it's one or two that can do that still, but not many. Ray was the first.
Within 6 years, the football protege from Georgia had two Super Bowl rings and was on the verge of winning a third.
Super Bowl 18, a matchup between, without question, the two best teams in the National Football League.
You got 30 minutes of Raider football, baby. 30 minutes of Raider football, and it's all ours.
Super Bowl 18 held a career-defining moment for the best punter pro football had ever seen.
Guy stands at his own 44-yard line. Todd Christensen, by the way, the tight end, snaps the ball on punts.
The ball is snapped, and you see it's going to be high, and your heart stops.
Almost snapped it away. Guy made one heck of a play to save that one.
He did it with just boom, boom, boom. That was it.
Hey, great guy. He is 6'3", but he went up to about 7'3" on that.
I did not realize what I had really done until after the game was over, and I was watching it on a rerun doing an interview, and I said, you got to be kidding. That's when I said, Michael Jordan don't have nothing on me.
You expect the ball here, and it shoots out at 12. It's a reaction. You know, it's holy moly, but you can't say holy moly and just watch it go. I mean, you got to say holy moly and jump up and catch it. And, you know, I mean, that's pretty doggone athletic.
It was incredible. One of the greatest plays, I think, in Super Bowl history.
In his 14 years as a Raider, Ray Guy played in 207 consecutive games, punted for nearly 45,000 yards, and dominated a streak of 619 punts before having one blocked.
Ray became a weapon. He was a weapon for our offense, for our team.
During his time, during his era, he was by far the best. And I think one of the things that made it special, at least in my mind, is that he came up with the big kick, the long kick, when you most needed it.
As his legendary football career came to a close, Ray Guy would wait decades before meeting his destiny in Canton. When we return, Ray Guy learns that patience is a virtue and reflects on his long road to the Hall of Fame.
It's been a long road. It's been a very long road.
We made it.